Daniela Shane Vasa Yeshua Falak.
Torah tells us, Re'e Anochi Nosin Lefnechem Hayom Bracha Uklola. So you have a choice which way to go. So what's the Lashon Re'e Anochi? So the Archaim HaKadosh in the beginning here, on the right side, says Tzarech Ladas Lama Omar Loshon Re'iyah Al Hadvarim. What do you mean Re'e? What are you seeing? Or Amru Anochi. What's Anochi? Lama Omar Loshon Yochid. To say, as he says to our bar, it says Re'u. You're speaking to the people. Came in Shakol HaParsha Kula B'Loshon Rabim Nemra. B'Nirash HaKavonahi. Kilfi Shabal Lavchiram Ba'olam Ha'elyon Ulhamid Kol Tovos Ha'olam Hazeh. In other words, he's saying that you have a choice. You have Olam Haba, Olam Ha'elyon, and he's trying to say that that's the way to go. In other words, if you're going to be in other words, to try to stress that option as opposed to the option of all the Tovos and Olam Hazeh. So he says like this, and he's trying to, you know, tell them that, you know, go with the Olam Haba track and not the, but in order for a person who's giving the Musar or trying to be influencing, in order for his words to be believed, for him to have credibility, so Tzarech HaMochi Yobe Shnei Anyonim. The Mochiach has to have two characters, traits on his own. Echad, Shiyaki HaKara Chushis B'Tuv HaElyon. He has to understand the greatness of the Olam HaElyon, Olam Haba. And Beis, Shehisi Chasagas Tov HaOlam Hazeh V'Kinyonim. But if he doesn't know what Olam Hazeh is, say he's a poor person. He never knows, he doesn't know anything from Olam Hazeh. So how can he tell a person, oh, go with the other track? People say, but you don't know how great it is, you know, the Olam Hazeh track. If the Mochiach is lacking, Mikinyone Olam Hazeh, Lo Ya'omnu Devar, Lo Masigi Tovas Olam Hazeh. Yomru Ein Omrim Lo Misha Lo Ra Yavo Biyagid. Right? In other words, if you never tasted it, how can you say that the other thing is better? So that's the pshat that Moshe Rabbeinu, looking for further down, Uzeh, first word one is that. Uzeh, Omar, Moshe, V'Rav, Ha'ish, Moshe, Re'e, Anochi. Look at me, Perish, Eli, Tiru. Because why? V'taskin, L'hatzik, Azvarim, Ki hum, Isik, L'haki, Tov, Olam Hazeh, Ki agodol, Ma'od, V'gibor, U'melech. Right? Chazal say, Moshe Rabbeinu had all the character traits of strength, of malchus, of richness, all those things. So he had it. So he says, look at me, I have these things, and I still tell you, go with the path of the Olam HaElyon. And that's what it means, Re'e Anochi. Because I could give you Hadracha, because I know. It's not like I'm not in the know of what Olam Hazeh is. I am in the know, and yet, Afo Krike. And that's the first thing he writes. Yeah, so then he says that V'omer Re'e Loshin Yachik Ki Re'e Zu Kulam Shavim Be'akarosa Ki Isha Echad Shagol L'chol Hasagus Moshe Ba'olam Hazeh. In other words, Re'e means you all see, because you all know this. You all have equal knowledge of the Hasag of Moshe Rabbeinu in Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. In other words, everyone sees that. Everyone sees that Moshe's the Melech and Moshe's rich and Moshe's that. And everyone sees he's a person who's, you know, went to Shamayim and, you know, everyone sees that equally. Well, that's the Lashon Re'e, and therefore you'll be able to appreciate what I'm telling you. Now, in terms of, so So the Torah continues in Nitzavim when it discusses also the two ideas here. He says, page 3, Haidosi b'chem hayom es ha-shamayim es ha-aret ha-chayim ha-movis nosati b'fanecha ha-brocha v'ha-chlola. You know, there's a famous Meshech Chochma. It's not in the packet, but the Meshech Chochma asks the question, how come originally it's brocha and chlola, which is more or less tame, and then the stakes go up in Parshas Nitzavim to Chayim v'movis. So the Meshech Chochma says there's one thing that changed between Parshas Re'eh and Parshas Nitzavim, and that is by the mitzvah of tshuva was given beforehand, in between Re'eh and Nitzavim. So the mitzvah of tshuva, it's a privilege, tshuva, but it's also a responsibility, because once you have the ability of having tshuva and you don't take advantage, then the stakes are even higher. Then the klala comes to mavis, because everyone can make a mistake and there's a lapse. But now it's only like the Rabbeinu Yonah says. But now it's like the person could have dug his way out and he didn't. So then the responsibility is even greater. So if you take a look in terms of what exactly is the, you know, the simple shot, what the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh was saying, you know, the Olam Hazeh versus Olam Haba, those are the two drachim. But in the Sefer Yad Sholom, he wants to say another pshat based on the Chasam Sofer. He says like this. The pasuk says on page 9. V'salachti b'tochem v'yisi lachem le'elokim v'atem tiyu li'am. Ani Hashem Elokeichem asher tzeisi eschem me'eretz Mitzrayim miyos lohem avodim. Page 9. V'ashbor motos u'chem v'olech eschem kol miyos. Which literally means, I'm going to break the yoke off your shoulders, and then you could walk, you know, erectly. Thomas Cooper. So a little shot means that Klal Yisrael is going to, be subjugated, and Hashem says, I'll take you out of Avdus. So the Chasam Sofer in the drushes says another pshat here. He says like this on page 12, page 11 rather. This is the new printing of the drushes Chasam Sofer. You know, Chasam Sofer has a lot of different svarim of Chumash, and a lot of times people are quoted, and then they Chasam Sofer itself has two sets of svarim. Just on the Chamisha Chumshe Torah. There's the Torah Moshe, and there's the Chasam Sofer. So a lot of times you're looking for a vort that you heard, and you're looking for the Torah Moshe, and it's really in the Chasam Sofer. You're looking for the Chasam Sofer, it's really in the Torah Moshe. And then you have the Droshes, which is a whole different set. You know, so this is recently was reprinted. There's the whole Droshes of the Chasam Sofer. And the Chasam Sofer's Droshes are tremendous. And but to find things is not the easiest thing. So now they made it block print to this. It's right here. So he quotes the Vayichi Yaakov Lama Parshas Ustuma. He came in Shemes Yaakov Avinu Nistamu Einei Mitzaras Hashibud. Right after Yaakov Avinu died, so Nistamu Einei Mitzaras Hashibud. So he has the kasha, but Chazal say as long as one of the Shvatim was still alive, the Shibud really didn't start yet. So then it's not his mashma that the Shibud started with the death of Yaakov, and the other Chazal's mashma that the Shibud starts after all the Shvatim died. So which one is it? So he says like this. Look on page 12. He says, "Umash Yassi Yisrael ve'Emshav Ramosu Chazir Because there are two attitudes that a person could have in Yiddishkeit. One is, he says, I really want to eat treif. And I really want to go to all these theaters. And I'd really like to shave my beard and pace. But what can I do? The Torah doesn't allow me. But I really want to do it. But you know what? But I'm not going to. But it's a yoke. It's a difficulty. Yiddishkeit is difficult. But I'll do it. It'll be a yoke, and I'll withstand. It says, Yehudi kosher. I'll be a Yehudi kosher. I'll be, you know, a good Jew, but I'll have a struggle. He says, al avodu zu nemar tachas ha-shel ovad ha-shem el-kecha b'simcha v'tuv leva. He says, but that's not the best way to have this constant struggle in your life. Even though we have this all, we still have to do it. He says, but really, the ultimate goal is to feel that you don't have a yoke. The arrow here. Vashbar motos ulchem. Meaning, what the Poshet Shad ulchem, the all of Shibud. He says, no, I'm going to take away the all of Torah. Meaning, it's not going to be an all for you. Lo yelachem lol. Because you're going to enjoy it so much, you're going to lose the taiva for all these other things. You're going to be so involved in the Torah mitzvahs that it won't be an all. So that's what he says, basically, what happened with Klal Yisrael. That kol zman she'echem ha'shvatim kayim, mikol she'ken kol zman she'yosef kayim, they would worship Hashem. V'lo zarvu b'goyim, but it was a yoke. When Yaakov was alive, they were, as he says here in the side, you know, they enjoyed Avodas Hashem, the Hashpah of Yaakov Avinu. But after he died, so then they still kept the mitzvahs, but it was a yoke. This kingdom had to stop them from. Kol zman chay Yaakov shehimshich lachem Avodas Hashem kol yimei chayav az midnidvas libam avdu Hashem v'lo b'shibud v'ol kovid. Chay mishemes Yaakov, it was a shibud. So it was the Hashpah. You see somebody like Yaakov Avinu, you see, you know, a shine in his, you know, you see certain people, you see the Baba Lipschitz outside, you see the Baba of a Rebbe, has such a hajj's party. So he, you know, you want to be, you know, Ogen Hashem. You see the simcha, the beauty. So after Yaakov passed away, so they didn't see it anymore. And now it was hard. They still did it. So those are the two. Eshbar, Botos, Ulchem means eventually you're going to be in a Madrega and it won't be an all anymore. It won't be an all. And that's why he quotes the Pasuk in Yeshayah on page 13. Leimor, La Surim Tse, La Sher Bachoshi Chigolo, Al Drachim Yiru. Because Hashem will take away the Choshech. So he says, so based on this Chasam Sofer, the Sefer Yad Shalom wants to explain the two drachim that we have on page 16 here in the bottom. He's quote the Apostle Yeshaya, Al Derech Zeh, the second paragraph. He quotes from the Besht. La Sirim Tzoyu La Asher Bachoshi Golo La Kavara Al Medregos Bnei Odom. Some people, they don't see the light of Torah. So it's not enjoyable. You know, that's what Moshe Feinstein said. That the reason why the people in America were the first generation of immigrants that came to America, a lot of the kids assimilated because they had the attitude of what? Schwer zu sein hier. Schwer zu sein hier. When I was in college here, I was in Professor Hoffman's Yiddish class. Professor Hoffman, he lives here in the Heights. His wife teaches abroad. He's Professor Hoffman. So he took us to the Yiddish theater. He took us on a class trip to the Yiddish theater, and the name of the play was Shazrer Tzayin Yid. It's hard to, and that was the attitude. You know, it's hard, it's not enjoyable, so they gave it up. But Rav Moshe always said, like Rav David Feinstein said, I think it was by the Shloshim or Rav Moshe, you have to say Gring Tzayin, Gring, Gimel Reish Yud Nun Gimel. Gring means it's easy. It's easy to be a Jew. Because you enjoy it, you love it. So he says the Yad Sholom, that's the Pshat, that the two drachim. He says the derech to be over Hashem, derech hachaim, shulakai mitzvah simcha tuv levav, and you'll see the sweetness. And then there's derech hamavis. In other words, he says there is the chaim and the mavis, and is the chaim means with a chias, with a simcha, and then there's mavis. You do it, and you'll hate every second. And that's Zeshe Darshu B'Sifrei Bracha Klol Olam Unemar Shivu Rachayim Amodus Asafim Vareta Abracha Vaklol Hashem Yomru Yisrael Oel V'Nosan Hakadosh Baruch Hu V'Neilu Shnei Drachim Derachayim Derachamodus Neilach Leizem Sheyirtzeh Tavulom Uvar Charta V'Chayim. Nasim Ksumim Mishu Oved As Hashem Shol B'Simcha. It's like tachas asher vata. That's the sad way. So we're not talking about, says Yad Sholom, the two ways, you know, way of mitzvahs and averus. No, they're both mitzvahs. But one is the derech hachayim, you know, a bracha, is that you learn to enjoy it, and the one is the derech haklala, is the Hamavis. You know, you're doing it, but you hate every second of it. And I always like to quote the Or HaChaim HaKadosh in Bolak, and the pasuk Lo Hibit Oven BeYakov Lo Armo BeYisrael Hashem Lo Chavim Lo Shurach Melech Bo. So the Or HaChaim HaKadosh writes on page 18. I always quote Lo Armo BeYisrael. What do you mean they weren't? Paul Yisrael didn't have a melech. Ganz kann man noch tzadikim hagam sche osim mitzvos chol yizke betorah eina magishim sheish lo am omo. Like my brother always says, if you enjoy what you're doing, you don't work a day in your life. And with your joy, others are saying as well. So he says, the tzadikim, they're learning, but they're not, and they're toiling and learning, but they don't feel like they're toiling. Al adabah. Ka'odam ha-marviach ve-ka'odam ha-mishtasheh v'sha'ashuim l'rov cheshka b'tayim. But you don't feel it because they have so much enjoyment. And Rabosai, that is the goal. The goal here of our shir, of learning, we're not going to finish the whole masechta. And we're not going to finish, but we try to give a lot of masikas to Torah. And my shita is, you have to go slowly to do that. It's like Rabbi Cohen would give a mashal, like, you have a delicious meal, right? You have a delicious meal, but you have to rush it. You're not going to enjoy it. You have the biggest, you know, steak in the world, juicy, but yet you only have 5 minutes to eat it. You won't enjoy it. It's the geschmack. It's coming from, you know, the messiness, and then you get a, but if somebody's throwing 100 pieces of information at you, and that's why I told my Yoredei guys, a lot of people, when you're Yoredei, they try to just do it quickly, they don't enjoy it, and then you're not going to, and then that's the difference between the Chayim and the Hamavis. There's a word I always like to say over in Parshas Bo, from the Toldos Yaakov Yosef. It's one of my favorite words. by the Mach of Choshech. It says like this. Vayet Moshe es Yodo on page 20. Al HaShemayim. Vehi Choshech HaFeilo B'chol Eretz Yisrael. Shloshes Yomim. Lo Ish Es Ochiv Lo Kovu Ish Mitachtav Shloshes Yomim. Ulchol B'nei Yisrael HaYaor B'mlo Shfosam. So the Tova says, by the other Machas, we don't say, by the other Makas, we don't say that, and Klal Yisrael didn't have Dam. Of course, they had Dam. The male, we didn't have Dam. Doesn't have to say, and Klal Yisrael, we didn't have Dam. Well, Klal Yisrael, we didn't have Tzardei. But here, it goes and says, what? And they have Choshech, but we have Or. So why do you say that? So it's a whole piece here. I'm not going to read the whole thing inside, but it told us Yaakov Yosef, but his word is like this. He says, what was Choshech? He says, what does it mean? Yet Moshe is Yodol HaShemayim. What does that mean? So he says like this, that Choshech was like this. Moshe put his hands and he brought down a shefa of ruchnis. A shefa of ruchnis he brought down to the world. Now, if you're a person who appreciates ruchnis, then it's geschmack, it's enjoyable. But if you're a person who doesn't appreciate it, then it's choshech. So it's not pshat that, you know, the midstream, they had a blackout, and on the other side of the street, there was still light. No, it was the same thing that for one person was or the other person was choshech. There was a shefa of ruchni. So the Nei Yisrael means the tzaddikim who could appreciate that, to them it was or. The other people who couldn't appreciate that, to them it was kosher. And so the goal that we have is to appreciate it. In other words, if you never appreciate a machlokes, the Shagasarye and the Ksav Sofer, or the machlokes between the Nodim, to appreciate it. But if you're not trained to appreciate it, then you won't. Sometimes you see somebody so excited about Akasha, but a person was never trained in learning, so I don't get, okay, fine, it excites you, fine, but, but that's our goal, to give a geschmack in learning, and that is by going slowly, and every day adding up. But if you try to do a lot at once, then you're not going to get a schmack at all. You just hear somebody throwing pieces of 100 pieces of information at you, it's not going to be a geschmack. And then ultimately it won't last because you never enjoyed it. Something you never enjoy won't have longevity in your life. Because life has so many complications. Why should I be involved in this if it's not enjoyable? But something that you enjoy, that'll be, that's the Vilna Goldschat and the Chanoch Vanar Al Pidarko. Because if it's not Gab Kiyaskin, lo yosem yimenu. Because if it's not Al Pidarko, then it's not going to last. You want it Gab Kiyaskin, then it should still last till the person is old, then it has to be Al Pidarko. And that's the Degel Machaneh Ephraim on page 26 says that, Shalom Barchu Batorah Tchila, the famous Chazal in the Dorim of Vitzia, as the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Shalom Barchu Batorah Tchila, is that what? They didn't say the bracha of the Harebna, because that's the first. If you hold the Lasokim, the Harebna is one bracha. That's the bracha tchila, means the first bracha, meaning they didn't have that sweetness in their learning. So the Sefer Yad Sholem explains when the Torah is saying that there's two choices, bracha kol or chayim umavis, it doesn't mean the person who shomer mitzvahs. The Chaim HaKodesh had his approach. Ruchnius versus Gashmius, and Rei Anochi, Moshe Rabbeinu understood both, and he's still telling you to go with the Ruchni. It means like this, both the both Drachim, Bracha Neklola Ovid Hashem, they're both doing mitzvahs, Chaim Mavis. The one is enjoying it, and the other one is forced every second of it, like Mavis. Because he doesn't, he doesn't want to put on tefillin, he doesn't want to shake a lulav, it's all that. But he's doing it because whatever, someone's forcing him, or social, whatever pressures there are, and that's klala, and that's mavis, etc. So achinuch, especially in the years of yeshiva, is to inculcate in us the simcha sakayim, the harevna, the or. It's the same shefa ruchni, says the Talmud Yaakov Yosef. That's why the pasuk says meisol ayorv moshmosa, because it was the same thing that for one person is choshech, the other person is or. But you have to appreciate. You have to appreciate. Learn to appreciate. And Bez Hashem, that's our goal. To learn to appreciate. Learn to appreciate the Gemara, the Rishonim, the Halacha, the Chumash, and then you learn to appreciate that it's always a simcha, a simchas chayim throughout our life.